Good day, I'm Anjui James-Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Monday, March 20. Coming up, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says local stakeholders will be involved in plans for government complex. Public passenger vehicle operators urged to get their vehicles assessed before March 31 deadline and Bolt statue to be completed in time for Jamaica 55 celebrations. The details after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. James and surrounding areas can visit the Montego Bay tax office on March 20 and 21 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is moving to reassure members of the public that local expertise will be incorporated in the creation and construction of the planned government complex at the National Heroes Park. In a recent press release, Mr. Holness said it was always the intention of the government to incorporate the expertise and skill sets of relevant local stakeholders in the execution of the project. Mr. Holness also noted that the project is at an early stage, adding that the aim is for Jamaicans to build a complex that all citizens can be proud of, one which reflects the country's history, struggles, triumphs, and overall journey. The government on March 9 signed a non-binding memorandum of understanding with China Construction of America's South America Division to scope the first phase of the project, which involves the creation of building plans and a 3D model of the structures to be built. The proposed plan involves the design of a new parliament building on 50 acres of land, as well as the use of 240 acres to construct several buildings for government ministries, departments, and agencies. The Transport Authority is reminding public passenger vehicle PPV owners and operators that all vehicles must be examined ahead of the road license expiration date of March 31. Acting General Manager of Human Resources and Administration at the Transport Authority, Patrick Keane Williams, says the authority has put measures in place to facilitate the process.
During the next two Sundays this month, we will open our examination facilities to allow public passenger vehicles to come in and have these vehicles examined. On March 26th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., our office at Lake Spen will be opened, Montego Bay Transportation Center, and the Hatfield Pound.
Ms. Williams is urging PPV operators to apply for road licenses on time and avoid the late fee, which takes effect on April 1. The 8-foot sculpture of track and field legend Usain Bolt is on schedule for completion in August. That's the word from Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange, who was speaking at the recent media launch of the JN Races Grand Prix. She says the sculpture will act as a lasting tribute to one of Jamaica's greatest sons of track and field.
The government of Jamaica has been recognizing and saluting Bolt's achievements throughout his career. An 8-foot statue that will be mounted in Statue Park in the Independence Park complex. It is being designed and created by renowned Jamaican sculptor Basil Watson. We are on schedule to complete this statue by Independence and to have the mounting coincide with Bolt's final world championships in London.
Statues of three other outstanding track and field athletes, Veronica Campbell-Brown, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, and Asafa Powell, will also be mounted at the Statue Park as part of the development of the National Stadium Complex. The second JN Racers Grand Prix is set for June 10 at the National Stadium, starting at 6:30 p.m. And the government has increased the number of participants in the National Youth Service NYS Summer Employment Program to 8,000 from 6,000 in 2016. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the increase is to enable more young persons to gain experience for the workforce.
So we want to ensure that we give you the requisite experience so you can get the jobs you want.
The state minister was addressing the launch of the 2017 NYS program at the Halfway Tree Transport Center in St. Andrew recently. Mr. Green also announced that more than 2,000 students will be allowed on the program without having the normal three subjects in the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate exams. Under the program, participants are placed in organizations to work for 3 weeks and are paid a stipend by the NYS at the end of their tenure. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.